You're listening to another podcast on HockeyProspect.com.
Speaking with Scott Walker, the coach of the Guelph Storm, and on his thoughts on Jason Dickinson. You guys found him in the second round last year, and he looks like he might be a first-round talent.
Yeah, he's a great hockey player. He's a great kid, more importantly. He progressed real well. You know, at the beginning of the year, we were trying to get him out there, and he was starting to feel his way through the league, and there were some days you were wondering if he was going to get it, and actually, I think I can remember one game he got run over in Plymouth going across the middle, and I thought, oh, man, this is not going to be great for his career, see how he handled this. And I'm telling you, from that day on, he's gotten better. I think, and then he went in London, and he ran at a guy and knocked himself out. Same thing. He's gotten better. Every time where you think, oh, he's going to have a setback because he's going to get nervous, he's gotten better and better and better. This kid is just a dream to coach, and hopefully he keeps going because he works hard. He's always positive, and I mean, there's not much more you can ask. Skill-wise, all that stuff, he can do things that not many people can do. He's 16 years old, so he's a real good surprise for us.
He really developed in the second half in particular. He was almost a point a game after Christmas. Just a confidence thing for the most part. Obviously, you played him more, but do you think his confidence, like you said, a turning point there?
Yeah, well, the funny thing is, his confidence is you have to play to get it, and we play our 16-year-olds a ton. I think Hunter started out playing the most, and we slowly gave those other guys some more time, and Jason Dickinson's done good. I mean, he plays right on the first or second line, right under Hunter, and Hunter plays first or second line. So they're playing about the same amount, and they're doing great. They're probably two of the players, if they're not playing, we won't have two games on Plymouth. So it's sad to say that, but that's the truth. Like, our 16- and 17-year-olds have been the difference, and for Jason, it's a great experience for him. And the thing is now it's not consistency so much with him because he's been consistent. It's been conditioning, right? He's not out of shape, but playing at this level for this long, guys leaning on you every night. Sometimes the gas tank gets empty, but to be honest with you, I expect great things from him.
Super.